AgBio Science is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
You know, as a company, you know, texture is really how we're trying to differentiate ourselves in the marketplace. And we have a Texicon, which is kind of our internal dictionary of more than 270 different ways to describe and measure texture sensations. And so, you know, this investment really helps to bring that to life in our manufacturing operation.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience. I'm Kayla Chittister here with Eric Pfeiffer, my co-host in crime. We had a chance this week to have Eric Sipe, Senior Vice President for Ingredion, focused on supply chain operations. Really bright guy. Really interesting conversation in this midstream of the value chain that we don't have a whole lot on this podcast. I wish we had more. Share some of your perspective, Eric, on the conversation with Eric.
Yeah.
And your biggest takeaways.
Eric and Eric, I think we're going to start a morning show after all this.
Love it.
I really think that the biggest thing I took away is you mentioned how they're kind of midstream. All right. So we've got farmers on this end, and we've got, you know, companies that make food on that. And then we have them trying to make food taste better. We've got this texture portion. I told him, like, if you get broccoli, like you figure that out, like I'm golden. I'm much healthier. And I think that was another big part of the conversation was talking about the health movement across the country. Consumers are driving that. How does that play into what they're doing? And really, the way it plays into what they're doing, they're making a very large investment in Indianapolis that's going to help with some of those things as they move forward. $100 million in our community, that's not bad.
Yeah, right here in Indianapolis, and there's going to be new jobs, new infrastructure built, and I think this opportunity to better connect the farmer to the food company and create this supply chain that's just a little bit more harmonious, focused on health. It's an area where Agronovis, of course, is going to be focused, but an area where the industry is really looking to focus moving forward.
And I think it's a really interesting, you know, we talk about their partnerships through all of this, and that's the partnerships they have on the end, but also the partnerships with farms that they've been serving. He talked about one partnership, you know, I think it's been going on for 30 plus years, maybe more. It really is just interesting how they're going about this and in the ever changing world of just how things taste, how things are perceived, what's healthy, what isn't. They're there just trying to make it taste good. So this is a really interesting interview.
It's fascinating too that a company like Ingredion really does listen to the consumer in a way that is required, right? Like you have to keep up with consumer preferences and stay ahead with that kind of innovation. I think that piece is really interesting to consider as well when you think about what they're working on and what they are trying to stay ahead of.
They have an incredibly large audience, right? If we think about what every company is doing, they've got an audience. They've got a consumer. You talk about feeding over 2 billion people a day. Like that's what their product is going toward. They have to listen to the consumer. And how does that play into what they're doing next? Because that audience is so large.
Please enjoy Eric's conversation with Eric Sipe from Ingredion on Ag Bioscience.
Eric, we're excited to talk with you about ingredients, consumers, the insight-driven expertise that Ingredion brings to the food value chain. But before we get too deep in, let's just start with some broad perspective. Share more about what Ingredion does, who they aim to serve through innovation.
Well, thanks for the question, Eric. Ingredion is a publicly traded Fortune 500 company, and we make ingredients that go into the global food supply. We take crops like corn, potatoes, stevia, tapioca, and we turn them into all kinds of ingredients that go into food, beverage, and even industrial applications.
So I'm sure most of the foods that I eat, you've put something in there, right?
Yes, we serve about 2.3 billion people a day that ultimately consume something that our plants produce around the world.
So, Eric, when you look at the food and beverage landscape today, What are some of the common gaps and challenges that are emerging for your customers that need some solving?
You know, our customers range from, you know, global consumer packaged goods companies to restaurant brands to private label brands. And across the board, every food company is looking to update their recipes continually. In some cases, it's to create healthier food, which I'll talk more about later. In other cases, they're trying to update their products to have cleaner label, more plant-based ingredients, perhaps. And then, you know, in today's age, you know, affordability is an awfully big factor. So think about, you know, as a great example, how pricey eggs got, or cocoa has moved recently. You know, and our customers, you know, will work with us to reformulate parts of their products that they're selling to consumers with products that Ingredion makes to bring in, you know, high quality alternatives, often at a lower cost point.
Eric, you talk about affordability, and that's a big thing, but also right now another big thing, food is health. It's a big hot topic right now amongst consumers. How do you see your team's role in advancing innovation in that space?
So, you know, we think of ourselves as a texture company, primarily for the food space. And so, you know, texture is a huge component in how we all enjoy food. Our ingredients help make snacks crispier, yogurt smoother, for instance. Our company's aspiration is to use texture to make healthy foods taste better. And the ingredients that we make at our Indianapolis plant are a huge part of that value proposition. Additionally, we have a great portfolio of low and no calorie sweeteners, along with fiber fortification and plant-based proteins, all of which are becoming more and more important as you think about the use of GLP-1 medications and the people that are looking to get themselves into a more healthy lifestyle. You know, they're looking for more protein in their diets. And we have this great toolbox internally that we use to help customers change their recipes to make foods with fewer calories and more healthy benefits.
If you can get that broccoli to taste better, man, I'm all over it. right now, it's, you know, I got to douse it in cheese and hot sauce to make it go down. I don't know any other way to do it. But if you figure it out, you let me know. And Eric, you know, as the consumer demands change and shift over time, how do you translate and focus those into operational and R&D priorities?
Yeah, well, consumer trends will always be the driver for the entire food supply chain, certainly including Ingredion. That's why we invest, you know, heavily in our consumer insights so that we know how tastes and the demand factors are changing, and then we can align our research and our supply chain accordingly to try to meet and be ahead of those needs. The investment at our Indy plant, you know, is a great example of how, as a company, you know, we're continuing to put money back into our operations to align with long-term demand trends that we see.
Eric, we're going to talk about that investment when we come back here on Ag Bioscience. $100 million in that Indy facility. We're going to talk about what that means for Ingredion, what it means for the Indianapolis community when we come back. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of healthcare has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
And we're back on Ag Bioscience. I'm Eric Pfeiffer from Hoosier Ag Today, talking with Eric Seip with Ingredion. And Eric, let's talk about this investment. You teased it a little bit before we went to the break here, but $100 million in your Indianapolis facility to grow the texture business. Share some perspective with us on what exactly this investment entails, the capabilities it adds, and why now?
I appreciate the question. You know, our Indianapolis facility has been in operation for over 100 years. So the investment is really a combination, I'd say, of two things from a manufacturing standpoint, right? One is to really get our plant modernized, bring it up to what we think would be world-class standards in terms of how we operate. Some of the investment will allow us to streamline our process, eliminate some handling steps of intermediates, which will ultimately drive product consistency for us at an improved level. And the other big part of the investment is we're going to generate our own electricity on site. And, you know, as we live in the U.S., you know, one of the things that sometimes we struggle with is consistency of power to the plants. And, you know, we run a continuous process. And when there's blips or disruptions in electrical feed to the plant, it really creates a lot of operational challenges for us. And so, you know, we got some government incentives to help us with this investment to get it over the line. But, you know, our greenhouse gas reduction is pretty significant. You know, we've got as a company a pretty aggressive goal by 2030 to reduce 28% of our greenhouse gas emissions. And this particular project really helps us to move in that direction. So the team down at the Indy plant, as we refer to it, I couldn't be more excited. It's been work that we've been talking about for a lot of years, I'm just thrilled to be in the role that I'm in with the company and have been able to get this one over the line. And actually, the first half of the project, as we're sitting here in this podcast recording, is actually in startup mode. So, you know, by the time we air, we'll be fully running on the renewal part of the investment that we have.
Obviously, Ingredion, such a huge part of the food value chain. Eric, what does this do, this investment in Indianapolis? What does it do to differentiate you from some of your competitors, some of the others out there in this space?
Yeah, we do a lot of our starch modification work is done at our Indianapolis plant. This is our largest starch plant in the world. Most of our clean label by volume, most of our clean label products are produced out of this plant. And, you know, we're looked at as the leader in clean label ingredients for starch. And, you know, it helps us, you know, we're better prepared tied in with our research partners for innovation and bringing new products to market. You know, I think I mentioned before, you know, as a company, you know, texture is really how we're trying to differentiate ourselves in the marketplace. And we have a Texicon, which is kind of our internal dictionary of more than 270 different ways to describe and measure texture sensations. And so, you know, this investment really helps to bring that to life in our manufacturing operation. One of my personal favorites, you know, I love pizza, and if you think about like cheese meltability, and you're eating cheese, and you like, if you're like me, and you like when you bite into the pizza, you know, you want a little bit of stretch in that cheese, you know, our ingredients help to enhance that experience for the consumer.
Eric, if you can believe it, all the other people in the room here, they're eating pizza while you and I are chatting. It's a little unfair. I guess I'll get what's left. Is that what's happening? Okay. Eric, let's talk technology, whether it be AI, automation, fermentation, biotechnology. What of these technologies might have the biggest potential to transform how your team innovates in the future?
Yeah, so we do all kinds of things, Eric. I mean, it's really, for me, pretty amazing. If you think about how we use AI now to do predictive formulation work with our customers, we're doing more and more through fermentation and biotechnology. And if you think about fermentation, you know, as a process, it uses microorganisms like a yeast or a bacteria, you know, and these microbes turn into mini factories that then will go and create proteins or enzymes or other key ingredients that naturally you find in plants or animals. And then we have a plant science group that's doing just, I think, incredible work at the plant breeding level, where we're trying to build more functionality into our products right in the field, with the farmer and in the ground, so that when we bring the corn into our factories and we grind the corn, right, we've got functionality that we want at the end product coming right out of the kernel of corn that we receive into the factory.
When it comes to this food value chain and the texture, what challenges have come about in recent years? How has Ingredion found itself adapting in this headwind to build more resilience and flexibility?
We operate over 40 plants around the world, Eric, and I certainly am a big fan for many, many years of leverage a global supply chain, but you really want to be local to where your customers are going to consume, and so we try to leverage our capacity and our technology globally and then produce locally. So we've honed a few sites out of our global footprint over the years that I've been here, and then we're continuing to expand and upgrade our significant facilities. We're talking to you in Indianapolis today, but we've built plants around the world really to have more dependence on local supply and local food sourcing, which I think is important to all consumers, no matter where you live around the world. And we talk a lot, not just at Ingredion, but in my profession and in supply chain operations, about being more agile and more resilient. And so our resilience strategy is really summed up that we want to produce as locally as we can for our customers. And when you think about combining kind of local corn to local plant to local customer, it helps us be much, much, much more efficient with our customers.
Partnerships, they have the potential to drive great results and impact. How does Ingredion leverage the power of partnerships within the business, whether it's startups, universities, other companies, et cetera?
We have a broad set of partnerships. Maybe start with we buy over $1 billion of U.S. grown corn every year. I was with our CEO a couple weeks ago down in Indianapolis with one of our farmer family partners that we've been doing business with for over 50 years. Working on we'll bring to our partnership farmers, right? That's where we take our newly developed corn breeds, and we turn that into full production with them. We do work with universities, through the U.S. and around the world. Our global research center is in Bridgewater, New Jersey, but we operate 32 what we call idea labs around the world, where we co-create with our customers in local markets. And so, if you think about kind of taste profiles and things, what you and I might eat and like from a crunch or a creaminess standpoint in the United States, might be a little bit different in Europe, might be a little bit different in Africa, might be a little bit different in parts of Asia. And so, we've got these idea labs spread around the world so that we can really try to hone the products that we're supplying to local customers to fit kind of local taste profiles. And then, maybe just the last thing to mention around partnerships, we do more and more through open innovation. And that's both on kind of product creation as well as process enhancement. So, my own team, inside of operations is doing quite a bit of work, with open innovation hubs around the world.
Eric, I'm with Hoosier Ag today. I'm on loan here to the Ag Bioscience podcast. My audience is farmers. Can you elaborate on the partnership with farmers, how that goes? And I mean, ultimately it all kind of starts with them, right?
Yes, it does. So we operate quite a few facilities around the United States. We're in Europe. Our grinding facilities in Asia are up in China, and for the most part, we try to source corn locally, right? Because transportation costs in any business, including ours, can be pretty significant. And so, if I think about our Indianapolis facility, the vast majority of the corn that we take into that plant is grown in the Indiana state. I won't say 100% of it, but the vast majority of it, you know, comes from within the state, and you know, we try to be very proximate to where the plant is, and so we have a lot of farmer relationships that have spanned many years. In fact, when Jim and I were down with the Lamb family a couple weeks ago, I think our relationship with senior Mr. Lamb started about 53 years ago. So, we're very loyal to our partners, and in return, our partners tend to be very loyal to us. And that just helps, because there's good years and there's bad years in any industry. And sometimes because we're dependent upon Mother Nature for how things go, having that reliability between Ingredion as the customer in that case and the farmer as the supplier, right? You learn how to really kind of face good years together and bad years together, and it's I think paid the supply chain off quite well for us over that time.
Eric, as you look to the future, what are the biggest challenges and opportunities that face the food ingredients industry?
I think tastes change, preferences change, over time. Ingredion, I think, has a very good reputation throughout the industry, where quality is a huge driver for us. We like to think of it as a differentiator in the marketplace. And I certainly think the market is recognizing quality over quantity more and more. Cost matters. We talked about that earlier, Eric. You've got kind of an awakening, particularly in the United States, around the food supply and trying to be, a healthier food supply. You've got the GLP uptake, and then, scrutiny certainly against ultra processed foods. I think Ingredion is exceptionally well positioned to really capitalize on these trends that were really just in kind of the inception of, in a lot of cases. And we certainly look to grow what we call our solutions business to really help our customers. Our customers aren't directly the consumers. Our customers are the CPGs, the private label companies, the food service companies, and so really helping them to be successful at what consumer preference is. I think we're exceptionally well positioned, and maybe just mention we've got in those idea labs and spread around our organization, we've got over 500 food technologists that are out and working with our customers and their customers on kind of what's next.
Food technologist. That's a fun job to, like, I feel like I missed my calling. I should have been a food technologist. That answer that you just gave, Eric, sets us up well for this last question I have for you, and that is, what's ahead for Ingredion that has you most excited? You say you're well positioned to take some of these things on.
Yeah, I joined the company 5 years ago, Eric. I love our culture. I love our story. The values here very much align with my personal values. Quality and safety for us are non-negotiables. We want to be a great manufacturer. We want to be a great customer partner. We work on something that we call perfect order, and I'll stay away from specifics, but I'm very, very proud of the progress that we've made in getting our customers, the product that they ask for in the quantity that they ask for, the day that they want it or the hour that they wanted it, in the quantity that they wanted it, and the label's perfect, the bag's perfect, the ingredients are all perfect, and that's what we're trying to do. So I think we're exceptionally well positioned. I love our footprint. I think we're making the right moves. We've got the right strategy, and if you just think about make healthy taste better, which is our guiding mantra right now. I think that's what the world is really looking for, is people want a healthier diet. We all like food to taste good, and that's what I think Ingredion is really, really great at.
Eric, thank you so much for joining us on Ag Bioscience. We really appreciate the time, and thank you for the investment in the community here in Indiana.
Yeah, my pleasure, and thanks for having me, Eric. Great to be with you.
And thank you for joining us on Ag Bioscience. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, we appreciate you listening and watching. We'll do it again next time, and be sure to like and subscribe so you see the next time here on the podcast. I'm Eric Pfeiffer from Hoosier Ag Today. Until next time, be safe, be well.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography and design by Kaylee Verstey. Video by Darren Cooper and 1898 Creative. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, listen, and review. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience online at agrinovisindiana.com.